Welcome back to Morning Talk on the Talk of Mid-Utah, KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. Robert Lovell with you alongside Porter Huntsman, and it's time now for our Radio Roundup interview. And today we are joined by Sevier County Commissioner candidate Edward Nielsen. And Edward, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys, for letting me come in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to have you on as we begin our commissioner interviews, our commissioner candidate interviews for Sevier County Commissioner. Of course, we got our ballot. I got my ballot over the weekend, and so I would imagine most people in the county have received their ballots at this point. So, Edward, as we get ready to cast our vote, then first off, give us a little bit of your background and why you chose to run for Sevier County Commissioner.
Well, I was born and raised over in Monroe, Utah. You know, that's God's country over there, the way I look at it. But if you ask the wife, she'll tell you it's Glenwood. But, you know, Sevier County's home for me and stuff, and me and my family. And I'm 40 years old, you know. Got a family, three kids and a wife. Well, four kids and a wife. And I own a few rental properties here in the valley. And majority of them are here in Richfield. But I've got some other property over in Monroe and stuff. And I think we just need a younger generation in there to prolong the life of the younger generation's future here in Sevier County. And, you know, I ran 4 years ago as a write-in candidate for county commissioner against Tudor, and I was in Salt Lake at the time when I did that and wasn't able to take the time off to get – boss wasn't going to let me come back home real quick and hurry and sign up and get on the ballot. So that's why I was a write-in candidate last time, but I made my – promise of I'll be back in 4 years. Those 4 years took on way too long. It seems like I was bothering Barbara almost every year to find out how much longer and they're at the county building. And so I think a younger generation needs to be in there to look out for new ways and doing new things and new ideas than, you know, having an older generation in there or whatnot. But Tudor's not been doing too bad, you know, so.
When you look at some of the issues surrounding the county, first off, let's go housing. We know that's been an issue, a significant issue throughout the county. So what are your thoughts on housing and what needs to be done there?
Housing ordeal, you know, just so everyone knows that Sevier County is not the only place we're having a housing shortage, housing problem. It's statewide, you know, not just Utah. Like I mentioned last night with Ty Jensen, if the college wants to bring in some more students and stuff, and if we could take and they own property, if they can take and let a contractor come in and lease that property and build some college dorms or something up there, or apartments or whatever up on that property, and lease the contractor leases that ground for 20, 30 years. And after that 20, 30 years, he has first dibs on buying it or whatnot, or if the college wants to buy it from the contractor. But I'm really frowned on turning motels into long-term stays, because then when you have activities and stuff like that that comes in, the basketball tournaments and all that, activities, the wrestling tournaments, there's no one there for us to go to stay at. You know, they've got to travel outside of the county to go stay, and that's not good for us at all either, because we're losing tax revenue off of that also to help and offset some of the taxes, you know. So
what about the cost of housing? Of course, that's a significant issue. It's tough for new families, yet young couples at this point to try to even afford anything.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. That's crazy, you know. Yeah, I could turn around and sell every one of my rentals and stuff, and even the house that I'm into for 7 months and make some big money off of it. But I just can't believe the price on what things are going for right now. I've got a couple houses I need to go finish up and stuff, and it's like I'm not paying $50 for a sheet of drywall or $100 for one piece of plywood. That's just ridiculous. So I'll just wait. I've got some supplies to finish, fix up the one that I have sitting vacant as of right now. So I've got the supplies to fix that one up. I won't have to reach out and spend a lot on other materials to get that one up and going, because I've already got majority of its stuff. So already stockpiled or whatnot, so I can use it to get it up and going. But I just can't believe it. If I could predict the future, I wouldn't be sitting here today, I'll tell you that much.
Now, one thing that we've seen with the growth we've seen in Richfield and the county in general, more houses, which leads to bigger strains on the infrastructure and the sewer lines, everything like that. So what do you feel needs to be done in the county to make sure that we're prepared for further growth?
I think we need to make sure we're planning not just a couple years, but 5 to 10, 15 years. I know a lot of people from just in my career of my job, a lot of people come down here. A lot of people want to move from Salt Lake or the big cities to come here and retire, or even just to come down here to raise a family because it's a lot safer. So we want to make sure we're wanting to be on track to get that done. Water's a big issue right now. I'd like to see a couple more reservoirs built to stockpile as much water as we can for us or whatnot. You know, a lot of the water just flows over to Delta, and at the end it just runs out the middle of nowhere and goes away, not being used. So if we can try keeping back as much as possible, and Delta gets theirs, but I know there's a big old ordeal. No matter what, water's a big issue.
All right.
What about economic development? What kind of economic development would you like to see within the county, and any changes that you would make right now?
Economic development, you know, I'd like to see more manufacturing industrial jobs here. You know, manufacturing industrial jobs, they don't take a whole heck of a lot of money to, or take a lot of water usage to run those or whatnot, to employ people there. You know, and I'm not wanting to say that employ people, it's wanting to bring the people that we already have here to fill those jobs as much as possible, not bring in new ones, because not everyone wants to take and drive truck like I do, or go to school to be a nurse. Not a lot of people are into. They barely got through high school and got their diploma or whatnot. Some of them dropped out. You know, right now in this kind of the world right now we live in, you really don't even need a diploma or a college degree or anything like that just to get a job. They're willing just to put anyone in there right now. So it's kind of a crazy time that we live in right now.
Yeah. Once again, Edward Nielsen with us. He is a candidate for Sevier County Commissioner, Seat B, running against the incumbent, Tudor Ogden. Greg Jensen also running for that seat in the Sevier County Commission. Edward, what other issues do you see within the county that you would want to address if you are going to be a county commissioner?
You know, I'd like to bring in some more activities into I know I talked to Kevin last week at our chamber meeting and stuff.
Kevin Arrington?
Yeah, they're at Richfield Chamber, and asked him about concerts and stuff in the SVC Center and stuff, and told me about some certain concerts that we can't bring in if they're, you know, because that's all funded by the college, and then they prospect a dollar amount of hopefully to bring in this much and stuff. You know, like the Rally on the Rocks, it was over in Moab that they booted down or whatnot, got rid of. I talked to that guy. I would like to see it come here because there's a lot of people here that goes to it and stuff, and him and I talked, and he said if I get in and whatnot to reach out with him and stuff, because Richfield was one of the places that was on his books, so he just took it back down to Hurricane. So they do two different times, one in the summertime somewhere right in that area, and then the other one they do down there in November area time. So I think if we can bring in more activities, I'm big into drag racing, so yeah, I go to Junction as many times as we can, Junction, Utah, there to go drag race and stuff. We're trying to make that bigger and better to do other activities down there. Junction wants us there. Junction wants us to keep coming. A lot of people come from Cache County and stuff, Vegas, that we actually race with people down in Vegas, Arizona. So we're bringing in people from there, which is a good thing. If we can make it bigger and better, then they can come here or Paiute County and stay there. So I'd like to see a lot more activities out and about.
I'm going to follow up on the activity side of things. Of course, we know over the last 5 or 6 years, the community center, recreation center, has been a big topic. We know that Mayor Burrow still wants to try to find a way to do something for Richfield City. Your thoughts on the county being involved in a project like that?
If we could work together with, you know, the city and the county and work all together as much as possible from the north to the south to the west, I think it would be a good idea. I like to see a lot more activities on bringing something else down on, like, you know, look at a lot of the buildings down on Main Street that are vacant, businesses that closed up or whatnot on Main Street. It would be nice to some way of figuring out what we can do to bring more traffic down through Main Street for people to go and shop or wanting to bring their business right there on Main Street in Richfield. You know, I grew up here in Sevier County, been, 40 years old. I've seen a lot of things change here in Sevier County. A lot of things grow and things growing up out of the ground, buildings and businesses and homes. It's like, where's all these people coming from that are living here with these big old homes, but there ain't the jobs really here. If we can bring in the more activities like the basketball tournaments that we just had a few months ago or something like that, brought in a lot of people that they first time doing it here. If we can bring in more of that also, but we got to have places, the motels available for that, for people to come and stay. Cause I heard that was kind of an ordeal because people were staying over in Salina and stuff. They had to travel to go stay at a room. So,
well, once again, Edward Nielsen with us. Edward, as we wrap up our interview here this morning, we want to give you just 30 seconds to a minute to tell people why they should vote for you for Sevier County Commissioner.
Well, I'm a family man and a business owner of American Eagle Shuttle Taxi, and I'm also an investor I invested into the real estate market. I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm always thinking of ways of making or starting new businesses. Reason why I'm wanting to run for this county commissioner is because I'm a younger generation that shouldn't be held against me. I'm going to look out for my younger generation, not just my younger generation, but my older generation, because they've got a lot of knowledge there, a lot of input and advice and stuff. But, the biggest thing is that they live off of a fixed income, so we got to keep an eye out on what they need and stuff too, and what their wants are. The biggest thing is that I'm willing to listen to the citizens of Sevier County and not just here in Richfield. Some people, when I was out gathering up my signatures, they said, "Well, I can't vote for you. You're from Richfield." No, I'm countywide from northeast, south to west. So I represent the whole Sevier County. And that's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to listen and get input before I make a decision on what we're going to do or what's the repercussions of what happens if we do it that way or whatnot. So.
All right. Once again, Edward Nielsen with us. First of our three interviews with the three candidates for Sevier County Commission seat B. And we'll have the incumbent Tudor Ogden on Wednesday and then the other candidate, Greg Jensen, on a Friday here on Morning Talk on KSVC. Edward, thank you for joining us and good luck in your campaign.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for letting me come and visit and get the word out or whatnot. So did a little thing with Ty last night on live with Facebook and stuff. So. Some people said it couldn't really hear it, but I've heard it fine just when I got home. So,
All right.
Okay. So appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Once again, Edward Nielsen, candidate for Sevier County Commissioner Seat B for our Radio Roundup interview for today. We will have this interview as well online at midutahradio.com.